Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It is one of the more fascinating conspiracy theories out there. And today, you'll probably buy in now. The conspiracy theory is that Kyler Murray, who measured in at 5 foot 10 and a quarter, is it 10 and a quarter or 10, 10 and an eighth? 5 foot 10 and an eighth, higher, taller than people thought he would be. He measured in at the combine at that height. And everybody, And all of a sudden, he flew up the mock draft boards. And next thing you know, people were talking about him going number one overall. And really, the only thing he did at the combine physically was measure and weigh. He did do interviews as well. And there were mixed reviews on the interviews. Who knows what's accurate and what isn't? And then the conspiracy theory got floated out there. Guys, he's not really 5'10 and an eighth. That somehow, some way, he manipulated it. Whether it was extreme chiropractic work right before extreme the measuring.
I love that show.
Comes on before Dr. Pimple Popper. Is that true?
They have marathons, I just can't get away.
It's hard to.
Was it extreme chiropractic work? Was it, what did you call it, whitening or heightening?
Heightening strips.
Whitening?
Well, he did the
whitening strips,
Yeah, whitening strips joke last week. Yeah, heightening
my
strips.
My first dad joke, someone pointed out.
Yes, he had heightening strips in his socks where he, you know, would underneath his feet and, you know, people didn't notice and whatever the case may be.
Well, there was the other big one, which go ahead, because I think the other theory is one that I may subscribe to right now.
Which is what? Oh, that the NFL floated out there that he was 5'10". The NFL manipulated because the NFL
wants
Kyler Murray and wants to make sure he doesn't end up in baseball.
Actually, Major League Baseball is saying he's 5'6". So we'll see who's correct in this.
The Oakland Flags, he measured in at like 5'6" and three quarters. But, you know, we have Jose Altuve, and he's a star, so we don't really care.
So today is Oklahoma's pro day. And Kyler Murray stepped on a scale and came in at 205. And then Albert Breer tweets out, teams have been informed that Kyler Murray won't be measured for height at Oklahoma's pro day. He's 5'7".
He's not 5'7".
Okay, that might be a bit of a stretch. He's, why aren't they going to measure him for height, Gator?
Why bother with the circus? He's already done it.
It creates a bigger circus.
Hey.
Oh, now you're having. He just gave
5'10 and an eighth, man.
He just gave it the hay.
He got his mark at the combine. That's all he needs to do. I was at the combine. I got measured up the combine. Let's go through some drills.
But if you're 5'10 and an eighth, then
I was 5'10 and an eighth. That's great. Let's go throw the ball. I'll run the 40. Let's go do some stuff that matters.
If you're really 5'10 and an eighth, there's literally no downside to measuring
it. I think, you know what's, here's what's ridiculous. Okay. Because there's a story that gets leaked by the media that says, oh, you know, he's got to be heightening or whatever. It should have been squashed at 5'10 and an eighth. And now it's not because somebody speaks up. So now because somebody wants to start a rumor, now you got to do everything all over again.
You just have to do this.
Well, why do you have to prove one person wrong to satisfy the masses here now? Because now people are like, well, wait a minute, rabble. Maybe he's not 5'10 and an eighth.
Exactly. But right now, do you question whether he's 5'10 and an eighth?
No, I don't care.
Okay, I know you don't care, but you're...
Do I question it because one guy said it and now other people are like, maybe he's not?
No, because he refuses to get measured again.
No, I don't care.
Kang, do you question it now?
Yes.
I think the logical conclusion is if you're 5'10 and an eighth, step up and show it again.
I think this is a problem that we have in society today.
Oh, God.
No, honestly, I think we have a little issue in society today where if something happens, if somebody dares to question, all of a sudden we have to bend over backwards to prove that one guy is wrong or right because somebody says something, even though something's already taken place. He already measured at the combine. So somebody's not happy. Like the other theory I had that floated out there after this broke a week ago was that it's some team that's drafting after number one that would like to take Kyler Murray, so they floated out there.
So Kyler Murray, who doesn't want to drop, should step up.
But why should he have to?
Because if it's in
because
any
somebody
doubt.
Said something with no credit, okay. It's okay, already been measured by NFL's people. NFL people are there.
Let me back up, though. If you are Kyler Murray and you're legit 5'10 and an eighth, and people are questioning it, and you step up and show, hey, look, I'm 5'10 and an eighth. I want to erase any doubt that I should go number one. And it matters to the NFL. I know it doesn't matter to you, but it clearly matters to the NFL. Then erase all doubt. There's no downside to it, is there? And I mean, you got a principle. You're doing it on principle, Gator, but the principle could cost you the number one pick.
Oh, well.
People have a big problem with it, too, since everything is on video. You can watch them bench press. You can watch them run a cone drill. You can watch them weigh in. You can watch them do everything. But this one thing isn't on video. So I'm with you, Doug. Step up. Do it. If you're 5'10 and an eighth, do it. Say, yeah, this is me. This is who I am. And the thought was going into it, I told you that I never for a second believed that he would ever come in under 5'10. Ever. Because the NFL wanted him so bad from MLB.
So there was that story that they were the guys in the morning show were talking about during the crosstalk about a question that came up that's with other players, and they asked him if you have two testicles, right? So somebody floats a rumor out there and says, oh, I hear you only have one testicle. Is he supposed to just expose his sack to the world and say, here we go, count them? Because somebody started a rumor?
No, that's kind of ridiculous.
I think it's similar.
Although I have a good
story about that. I was once accused of only having one testicle. So you know what I did? I busted them out.
Okay. who accused you, Evan, of only having one testicle?
My neighbor from down the street.
Why did your neighbor accuse you of this?
Why would that rumor get started?
I started calling him Midge for being a shorter guy.
Oh, God.
And so this is what it started out with. And
prove it.
So I proved it. I had no problem. Show it, man. If you're not ashamed, show what you got.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Wait, you doubting me right now, Doug?
No. Did it affect your draft status?
No, I went up.
Yeah.
The ladies just started lining up. Who would have thought?
So you showed him.
I really thought he only had one testicle. Ooh.
Yep.
You showed him.
Yeah.
Boy, did you show
him?
You
showed him.
I showed him.
I don't see any downside to stepping up if you're legit 5'10 and an eighth.
Or if you have two testicles.
If you have two testicles, you want to prove it. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
Isn't this the equivalent of, okay, you run a 4.38 at the combine, right?
Yep.
Why ever run it again?
Exactly.
No, I agree.
No, but that's what Kyler Murray's doing. He's
right.
Like,
but why would you run the 40 again? If you had a four, if you ran a 4.3 time at the combine, I wouldn't run at my pro day. Why would
because
you?
Because you're scared you'll run slower.
Because I've already put up the time.
No, because you're scared you'll run slower.
That's fine.
Right? Yeah, so I think he's scared.
Here's
whether
one difference.
It's conspiracy or not.
The big difference
you're, you shouldn't be able to shrink. You should be 5'10 and 1/8 at all times.
You're 5'10 and 1/8, and you'll be 5'10 and 1/8 tomorrow, and guess what you're
exactly.
on today after 5'10
That's
and
why people
eighth.
Want him
and
to
when
measure.
When you report for training camp in July, you'll be 5'10 and 1/8.
Depends on the time of the day that you measure in.
I know, but
maybe you didn't have time to go see the chiropractor.
It's the morning. This is still morning. In fact, it's Central Time in Oklahoma, and he's refusing to measure up.
He weighed in at 205.
He didn't. Why did he do that? He weighed in at the combine. He weighed in at the combine.
I think this is so much ado about nothing.
I know you do because you don't believe the height matters. However, this is really sketchy behavior. Not like sketchy, I think he should go to court.
Well, then by
sketchy,
all means,
like,
you know what? Then Arizona
5'10".
Shouldn't take him first overall. Okay. Every team should pass on him in the first round.
You
because
can't get past the fact that you think the height doesn't matter.
I think that's a big part of it. And then, yeah, I'll support him on principle. He already mentioned it at the combine. If he doesn't want to measure up again, he doesn't have to.
I'm
so be it.
I think this is stubborn. And if you're an NFL team,
I think
and
it
you're
all gets started because of a rumor after the combine.
A rumor that now looks like it might be true.
I got this question, Gator, for you. Why did he weigh in again?
I don't know why he weighed in again.
Well, why
but
did
he already weighed in
yeah,
at the
I know
combine.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Something's up, right? That's why.
He didn't have to say, hey, I
the
weighed
gig
in at
is
the
up,
combine.
Man.
Weighing in is a bigger mistake. Saying I won't weigh and I won't be measured makes more sense than saying you can weigh me, but you can't measure me.
Now, did he say they can't measure me? He just did not measure at that point.
Well, I don't know how he
put it. Participate in drills during his pro day today in Norman. Let's give him the rest of the day, see what happens.
No, they already said he's not measuring.
Well, hopefully the rest of the day is talked about how good or bad he looked throwing the football, because that's what matters.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. We'll get to more of your phone calls. Plus your ticket. Does this matter? Do you question Kyler Murray's height now? Do you think that this brings it all, the measurement at the combine brings it all under scrutiny, whether or not it was legit? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. A lot of feedback coming in on the Kyler Murray thing. If you're just joining us, Oklahoma's pro day is today. He stepped on the scale, 205, and would not measure for height, which has me fully believing that there's no way in hell he's really 5'10 and an eighth. Gator doesn't think he should be measured. Do you think he's 5'10 and an eighth?
I don't know. I mean, I'll go by what the NFL do when they measured him. I'll say, yeah, he's 5'10.
You think he's 5'10 and an eighth? I find it awfully curious that he wouldn't be measured again, and that the NFL executive that floated to Dan Patrick, they didn't believe the measurement in the first place. I think that guy's right. Now, should it matter is a whole other topic, but for the purposes of whether or not he's 5'10 and an eighth, I would heavily debate it now. Because it makes no sense to me not to stand up and say, yeah, sure, measure me again. Weighed again.
He's got to be under 5'10. And it doesn't, you're right, Doug. It's two different topics. If you care or not, that's fine. You know what I mean? Yep. I respect that.
Yep.
Is he really 5'10 and eighth? I don't think he is.
It'd be like passing a drug test, right?
Well, someone actually texted that in, yeah.
Oh, did they? They may not care if you smoke pot, but you pass a drug test once. Well, I don't care if he passed a drug test. Well, we'd like you to take it again. Oh, it shouldn't matter. I'm good with the first one.
I'm good.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Mike at a cell. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say I'm a Lions fan in New York City, and I'm tied to New York Radio, so I downloaded the app, and I'm listening to you guys.
Oh, great. So thanks, Mike.
Gee, what could they be talking about in New York today?
Oh, these guys, I love it. Misery loves company, and they're miserable right now, Giants fans.
I bet.
So I called about the Dwayne Haskins situation. In my honest opinion, I think it's a 0% chance it happens, and this is the reason why. The Lions have to win now. Bob Quinn is year four going into year five. He cannot afford to draft a rookie quarterback and start all over again. I think they're building a team the right way. They're building the defense. They're building the run game. They're going to sprinkle in Stafford. They're not going to throw it 50 times a game like they used to. They're going to play smart football. They're building the O-line. And I really like the way the direction the team is headed in. And I think Stafford's a guy. I think he's good enough to take us to a Super Bowl.
Well, keep this in mind, Mike. It is actually going into year four here for Bob Quinn.
Okay, year four. Okay.
But I don't think it should matter.
There's some truth in what you're saying. They are operating in a very much win now mode. Now, was that an edict from above? That come from ownership? Is it self-imposed pressure where Quinn's like, screw it, we need to do better than we did last year? Is it because they actually think, hey, we are close, and if we make some bold and aggressive moves, we can, even though we went 5-11 or whether 5-11 or 6-10, whatever they were last year, 6-10, that they're actually close? Is it because they think the window with this quarterback might be closing? Whatever their reason is, they are absolutely being aggressive in this offseason, and it wouldn't make sense to follow what the CBS Sports mock just had that we just read on the air, which is fascinating, that the Lions trade up to 5 and take Dwayne Haskins. It doesn't follow suit. You are correct.
I agree, guys. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no, thank you. And enjoy New York today. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Feedback coming in. Guys, I love the idea of trading up to get Haskins, but with the structuring of Flowers' contract and his cap hit only being $6 million this year, I think the Lions are going all in this year, and drafting Haskins doesn't improve them this year. That's from Ryan in Gibraltar. Yes. Falls in line with the previous caller said.
Oh, I think they're definitely going all in.
Which is kind of exciting, to be honest with you.
Well, they're making big leaps to get better, but it's short term, and I don't know if it's enough.
Trading up for Dwayne Haskins creates a party in my pants. Super Bowl bound. That's from Davis in the D. I watched a lot of Ohio State football, and Haskins has that it factor guys gravitate towards. He's got that assassin in him. What if the Lions do what Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson, replace Stafford with Dwayne Haskins? It's from Eric in a truck. Well, maybe they would.
halfway through the season, just say, all right.
You know what, though? People be calling for it after the first throw in the exhibition season. Preseason. Pass incomplete. Put in Haskins! It would start right away. They must have measured Kyler Murray immediately after getting out of bed. Everyone's taller first thing in the morning. That's from Scott in Farmington. Perhaps he did some extreme yoga to stretch out. People who do yoga have said they've gained an inch in height. That's from B. Agree with Gator. Why isn't the combine measurement all of a sudden? Why isn't the combine measurement all of a sudden not valid? Because one person questions it. BS. I wouldn't do it. That's from John in Washington. He didn't do nothing at the combine. There's a question on his height. He's definitely hiding something.
Well, he measured at the combine.
He did. And the fact that he weighed and he interviewed.
Right.
Today
so
he's throwing.
At his pro day, I want to see him do the stuff he didn't do at the combine. Like throw the football, run a 40, that stuff, do the drills. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see him measure again.
Only because somebody said something?
Only because, yeah, it was brought into question. Well, let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Seriously. What if this person in the NFL has knowledge of the fact that it's a bogus height and calls it into question? Can this person have credibility at all?
If this person has knowledge of... imagine you'd call out the NFL for it. You don't call out a player for
no,
it.
No, but I'd still want the player remeasured.
I mean, do we know this, or is this taking this?
No, I don't know whether this person's full of absolute crap. Or
so why give
really,
him the benefit of the doubt?
Because
if you're not
going
to give it to Kyler Murray,
because it can be easily resolved, easily as pulling out a tape measure and measuring him again. If there's any doubt, and you're legit 5'10" and an eighth, remeasure. It's not a big issue.
I'm always coming from the standpoint that it doesn't matter to me because I don't care if he's 5'8 or if he's 5'11.
I'll be honest. I think that's completely clouding your view of the topic.
It may be, but I also stand on the principle of the thing because I think there are other things at work here. He did exactly what they wanted him to do at the combine in terms of measuring, right? Everybody waited, wanted to hear what it was. Number comes in. Well, somebody gets pissed off. They don't think it's right, and now they say,
pissed off?
"I don't know." Why do you know that they're telling the truth?
I don't. I'm not
so
assuming
let's just,
anything.
Let's throw everything out there. Somebody questions it, and now everybody's going, "Oh, well, somebody questioned it. Let's get to the bottom of this. We'll wait for his pro day and get him measured there." If you measured one place, it's like if you did a whole questionnaire on one of these ridiculous questionnaires they have at the combine, and every team is part of it, and you do all that, would you want to do that again?
Probably not, but
it's kind of the same. It's another test. It's just on a smaller scale, but it's another thing. It may be really easy to do, but why bother? Then what's the next thing they're going to ask me to redo?
Well, the why bother is to solidify my spot as the number one pick in the draft.
Well, if he thinks he's got it, then why bother? If you already know, if Arizona's already talked to him and said, look, we're working on a contract at this point. He knows he's going to the Cardinals.
It just ends it.
And the Cardinals don't care.
It's over.
Yeah, but if it's speculation for the rest of the teams in the league, not necessarily for a team that's picking them.
What's the old saying? Measure twice, cut once. Bingo. Right
there.
There
you go.
Measure twice.
There, Mr. Contractor. Nice job.
Measure twice.
Yeah, but if you're...
How many times did they run the 40 at the combine?
Here's why. You asked for a reason of why he doesn't do it, okay? And, of course, all the speculation from everybody is because he's not that tall. How about this? He already knows he's going to Arizona. Arizona doesn't care.
Then
why bother? Why bother?
Because
I can't go any higher than one.
I would find it highly, highly unlikely that he already knows he's going to Arizona.
Really?
Yes.
Players know it all the time.
I don't think they know it this far.
Well, if he does know, then why do anything?
Yeah, why even throw?
Well, we'll see what he does.
But why even throw?
But why do anything?
Well, because the throwing is what really matters to him, not the height thing. Maybe that's why.
Then he can't possibly know he's going to Arizona.
Whatever, man.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Steven. Hi, Steven.
I agree with his principle, not doing it.
How you doing?
Hey.
So I have a theory for Gator and for you, Doug. So let's just say, and I looked it up, Roger Goodell is 5'11".
Yeah.
What if Kyler Murray doesn't go to the draft and he gets drafted number one overall and he's at home? So then are you questioning it then?
Joe Thomas went first overall and he was fishing.
Okay, well, this is about his height.
So I don't know why I'd question it any more or less then. I'll question it until he measures again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's not, if he doesn't show up to shake Roger Goodell's hand and take all the pictures and stuff, that just makes it more of a question for everybody to think, is he really 5'10"?
Why? Because it would show how tall he is in comparison to Roger Goodell? Is that what your point is?
Yeah, I'm just going Roger Goodell's 5'11", so he should be right pretty much almost.
I'm not sure. I don't know that I'd be any more or less. I don't think I would care if he's not there. It wouldn't make me any more or less suspicious.
Okay, I mean
he can't avoid people that are his approximate height for the rest of his life.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I'm just throwing it out there. If he doesn't show up to the draft, it kind of makes it more suspicious, in my opinion, that he doesn't want to give his height today, and he doesn't show up.
Well, I'm more suspicious because he weighed in but wouldn't be measured. I don't know why he'd weigh and not measure. I don't know why he wouldn't measure at all. And I think it matters to NFL teams. It may not matter to all of them. It may matter to some more than others. It clearly matters to plenty of them because it was after he measured at 5'10 and 8 that suddenly everybody said he's going number one overall. Hey, Doug Karsh here to tell you about the best membership you can get for your family. Getting a membership at the YMCA is the best choice you can make for your mind and body. I'm excited how often I'll get to work out downtown because there's a ton of afternoon Tiger baseball games. I can bounce over to the Bulls Family YMCA right there in downtown Detroit. Work out there, head into the ballpark afterwards. At the Y, they treat everyone like family. The Y is a nonprofit committed to helping everyone thrive at different goals. Each YMCA facility is different, but they all include workout equipment, fitness classes, and programs that help you strengthen your mind, body, and spirit. Remember this, you join one and you join them all. It's got something for everybody. While I'm often working out, the wife's on the elliptical, the kids are playing basketball or swimming. There is something for everyone at the Y. Get signed up today. Get your whole family signed up today at any metropolitan location by visiting ymcadetroit.org or download the YMCA app, and members can join our fitness challenges. This month only, the Y will waive your joiner's fee. Sign up today at any Y location and get your family together to better your goals this year. Find your Y at ymcadetroit.org. That's ymcadetroit.org. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines. This Kyler Murray thing is like the Seinfeld episode, The Race. Jerry beat everyone by cheating in a race in junior high, then refused to race ever again.
Go out on top.
They make everyone at the combine run the 40 twice to make sure it's accurate, and both are filmed. Can we just get Kevin Hart to stand next to him, and we can put this to bed? That's from Ben.
Oh, there you go.
I'm with Gator here. This does not matter. Measured once should shut the critics up with his arm anyways. Well, we can debate whether or not height matters. And it's crazy because I truly believe that the difference of a quarter of an inch, I think if he came in at 5'9 and 7'8", to NFL teams, it would have mattered. And a 5'10 and an eighth, it doesn't matter. And suddenly he skyrocketed to number one on many draft boards. Hey, look, man.
The coach of the Cardinals said before he was coach of the Cardinals, that if he would have drafted number one.
There are a lot of platitudes that are handed out by coaches of other teams' players that they don't really mean. But he did say he'd take him number one. I think maybe the Oakland A's started the rumor about his height. If not, they should. That's from John and Frazier. Doug, take it like this. Someone takes a drug test and passes it. Then weeks later, they ask him to do it again, and they refuse. Why would they refuse if they didn't have anything to hide? If his height was the same today, I think the matter would go away. He's hiding that he's really 5'8".
There's a big difference with drug testing and the measure in the height. Do you have to take the drug test? Is that mandatory?
For the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't know if they take a drug test anymore.
You don't know if they take a drug test anymore.
Do they at the combine?
I don't know about the combine. Am I just saying if...
I just thought you meant at the combine, do they take a drug test?
Well, if you take a drug test, let's say you do at the combine, right? And you pass it.
Yep.
And then somebody says, well, wait a minute, I heard he was doing cocaine last week. And then somebody says, all right, well, you got to do another drug test. I'm not going to take another drug test because somebody said I did cocaine.
Well, if I wasn't on any drugs, I wouldn't hesitate because this is a job interview and I'm trying to create as certain, I'm trying to answer any questions in the job interview. The whole principle thing is noble, I suppose, but this is about interviewing for a job and you refusing to you know, answer a question a second
hold
time.
Hold on. We also don't know who is. Have any teams spoken up and saying we want to measure him again? Have teams said that, or is it just the media?
I have not heard a team say it.
Okay.
No. But I would imagine that the teams do want to measure it again.
But maybe teams don't care because teams have seen what they want to see, and now they're waiting to see him throw the football.
That's possible. It's certainly possible. But I would think
so
that
to satiate the media.
Potentially, like you might be right, but it's to me is a as part of a job interview. I'd try and create as much certainty for them as possible, especially if something that I'm not worried about. If I'm 5'10 and an eighth, guess what I am? 5'10 and an eighth. And I will be tomorrow, and I was yesterday, and I will be a week from Thursday.
But if teams that are in the NFL aren't coming up to you and saying, we want you to measure, then why measure?
Well, did they ask him to weigh again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm saying if they haven't asked him to measure, then why bother?
Yeah, I don't know why he'd weigh in again.
Well, because, you know what, in honesty, Both got a lot of attention, right? The weight and the height. Height gets more attention because of, well, is he 5'10 or is he not? But there was also a lot of attention paid to the weight because people say he's too small to play in the NFL and that he just packed on the pounds for the combine.
Yep.
Well, here it is a couple weeks later, and he's only dropped 2 pounds. He's at 205. If he runs today.
He's not.
He's not running today.
He's definitely not running today? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what he looks like. They're going to have coverage, wall-to-wall coverage here in a minute. But if he's throwing the ball and whipping the ball around just fine, I think those things kind of fall by the wayside.
248-539-9797.
My point is, I think if a team asks you specifically, I want you to measure in, if the Cardinals come up and say, look, we need you to measure up. I know we measured at the combine, but we got to have you clear up these rumors. Then you probably do it. But if nobody's saying that, why bother?
I don't know that anybody's any. Do you think people were saying that more about his height or his weight after the combine?
I think people were talking about the height, and I'm saying the same thing. If it's just the media, then screw you. Who cares about you?
Well, and then I think it makes it more curious that he decided to be weighed but not measured. It's like, I'm okay with this one, but certainly don't do the other one, the one that there's more speculation about. Let's go to Dre in Detroit. Hi, Dre.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Okay.
All right. Hey, I just want. Hey, Gator, how tall do you think Kyler Murray is, man?
5'10". I don't know. I don't care if he's 5'9" or if he's 5'10". It doesn't matter to me.
And I'm with you. You know, it's like, you know, I wouldn't get measured in again. I mean, what Russell Wilson's what, 5'11"? So you're talking about an inch, maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches taller than Kyler Murray. I mean, the guy's got a talent. He's got skills. You know, that's not going to. You know, if the team, if somebody's going to draft him very high in the draft. And like you said, it's probably going to be Arizona. I wouldn't think twice about going and worrying about anybody telling me to go get remeasured for my height. And then
hold on. What was that? You wouldn't think twice. You mean you'd do it or you wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it again. Okay. You know, I just think that it's, you know, he's already done it. They said he was just over 5'10". You know, and that was, you know, during the combine. So I wouldn't go and do it.
What if a team asked you to do it again?
But the guy who said the conspiracy about standing up next to the Roger Goodell, does he know how many different size soles that people have on shoes?
I mean,
that's just ridiculous, you know.
Dre, how tall do you think he is?
I think I'm with Gator. I think he's probably he's somewhere between 5'9 and 5'10". So,
you don't think he's 5'10 and an eighth?
That sounds like me when I say, yeah, you know, I'm 6'1", but I'm just barely pushing 6 feet. You know, we always fudge it a little bit. So, but I think that, I think he just, when I look at it, you know, when I watch him play the games and I see him in the huddle, he just doesn't like stand out, you know, against a lot of the average height players on his team. So it just, you know, kind of like when you see Roethlisberger, when he gets in the huddle, I mean, he's a pretty tall guy, so he stands out. Do you see him against the linemen? Linemen tend to be, you know.
You know what stood out with Kyler Murray? Is he carved up defenses every bit as well as Baker Mayfield did. In the same offense, against the same opponents, and he did it better because he played against Alabama and lit up Alabama. That's what stands out. If he had done it at a school, let's say he does this at, you know, Missouri State, then the question is going to come up, and deservedly so. But he did it at Oklahoma, where the number one pick in the draft last year went to Oklahoma, and he, in a lot of cases, did better than what that guy did. That's what matters.
Look,
he didn't have his passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
It all matters, okay? All of it matters. Everything matters. And everything should matter. And I wouldn't not take him because he was a Big 12 quarterback, but I certainly would be concerned after, you know, a Case Keenum or Bradford or other guys that came through that. The guy from Oklahoma State, whose name escapes me right now. Other guys who came through the Big 12 and put up huge, huge totals. Baker Mayfield's off to one hell of a start and is check plus for the Big 12. But I would still have my concerns about a Big 12 quarterback in spite of what happened in one game. But at the end of the day, it clearly matters to the NFL how tall he is. And I think refusing to be measured again today at his pro day is a mistake. You don't care how tall he is, but I don't know why. If you're 5'10 and an eighth, there's no doubt about it. Just measure again.
Well, if the NFL wants him to, if the teams want him to.
Well,
but if it's just the media that's clamoring for it.
Did the teams ask him to weigh? I mean, I'm intrigued. Why did he weigh in but didn't want to be measured? It would seem highly unlikely that the thing that is questioned the most about him, they wouldn't ask him to do again, but they do ask him to weigh in again?
Because here's why. He didn't work out at the combine, right? So no. if you're gonna have him weigh in, he weighs in 2 pounds less, you're going to see him work out today. So you're seeing him basically the same weight that he was at the combine. You wanted to see him work out, and he didn't. Now he will. So it's just that same kind of base that you're working from. All right, he weighs about the same. How is he moving around? Does he look like he's lumbering because he's got more weight than he was in college?
I don't remember there ever being a quarterback that they said, well, you can't be below 201 pounds. Well,
people were criticizing his weight for a long time. And people in the combine, they're like, hey, he ballooned up to 207. They weigh in at 207.
But the most important thing to that, though, is Gator is, well, how would it affect his 40 time? And he's not going to run a 40 time today. Yeah. So it's just strange all around. I clearly get the message that you do not care. And I totally respect that. It matters to other people, dude. Other people do care.
But here's what matters. What it matters is what NFL teams think. And nobody.
Why have they been measuring and weighing players for years?
But they did.
I know. I'm just saying. It's because it matters.
Right, but I'm saying at this point right now, all this is being brought because the media is bringing it up.
It's not just the media.
Well,
if you're investing $30 million guaranteed into a player, you want to know everything.
And that's the dumbest question.
If a team comes out and says, we're very disappointed he didn't measure up today, that's a whole different story. But nobody's releasing a story like that.
An NFL executive brought it up, and it was a media member that reported that.
Allegedly.
2485. Ooh, you're calling out Dan Patrick now. 248-539-9797, open lines. Meanwhile, the big news is what happened with OBJ. Did the Lions learn a lesson from what two teams have done? Two respected franchises. Well, one for sure. They've done something out of the box. Should the Lions learn from it? We'll get to that at 12:05. 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.